This week, we are remembering the end of the Vietnam War 40 years ago. The war brought a new group of refugees here to the United States, ethnic Hmong people from the country of Laos on Vietnam's border. Scores of Hmong soldiers worked with the CIA during the war, and they were later forced to flee when the communists took over. A few thousand Hmong immigrants now make their home here in the Seattle area. But as KUOW's Liz Jones reports, the pain of a lost homeland still hangs over this community.
If you've ever bought one of those big flower bouquets at Seattle's Pike Place Market, there's a good chance a Hmong farmer sold it to you.
From here on, they're all Hmong farmers. Everybody knows everybody.
That's Bi Cha. He's with Washington State University's Small Farms Program. He's worked with a lot of Hmong farmers here in the market. His own family's in the flower business, too.
So this is my farm, Chunin Cha farm.
Behind the booth, his sister wraps the flowers into a paper cone. Bi's family came here when he was 15.
I think my first memory is cold. There's snow everywhere.
On this sunny spring day, he's bundled in a wool sweater and puffy coat. Around 100 Hmong families farm in the rural valleys just east of Seattle, between Carnation and Kent. Most grow flowers on just a few acres of land. The tradition started in the early 80s. Local officials wanted to help Hmong refugees find an occupation, so they created a nonprofit to train farmers on county-owned land in Woodinville. It was called the Indo-Chinese Farm Project. Most Hmong farmed back in Laos, but the crops were pretty different.
Mainly rice, corn, sugar cane, and that's it. And opium.
Can't do that one here, huh?
No.
Vietnam and Laos share a long border, and the country got pulled into the Vietnam conflict in a big way. Communist forces ran a military supply route through Laos called the Ho Chi Minh Trail. The CIA recruited Hmong soldiers to disrupt it. Bi says everyone got pulled into the fighting. When the communists took over, Bi's family fled to the jungle to survive. Sometimes all they had to eat was the starch from the inside of a palm tree.
And then you heat it over the fire, and then when starch were melted, and it would be kind of gooey, kind of like a sponge with a gooey inside.
It tasted horrible, but it was either that or starve. Despite his traumatic childhood, Bi still misses his homeland and the cultural connection he felt there.
I left behind a community, a sense of belonging. I crave for that.
In his job, Bi helps train farmers in business and marketing skills. It's a way to strengthen his community, and it's not the same as home, but the work seems to keep him fairly well connected here. Flower buckets crowd the driveway at a split-level home in Burien. Inside, Bi introduces me to Sai and Chu Chang. They got their start farming with the Indo-Chinese Project nearly 3 decades ago. Over the years, they've helped newer Hmong arrivals learn the ropes, including Bi's mom.
I say, I teach you. You come here, you have to learn something. A daughter is a daughter. A fight is a daughter. That's why I teach her. That's why Bi's mommy come to my farm.
Like Bi's family, the Changs also had to escape Laos when it fell to communist control.
We had to move fast. Everything just leave it behind, just chicken. We have like 100 or more than chicken.
100 chicken?
Yeah. You have a rice field, you have the rice, everything, and you just go.
The Changs were clear targets for communist retaliation because for 12 years, Sai worked with the CIA in the so-called secret war in Laos. He was part of a special guerrilla unit and trained Hmong soldiers to fight in the jungle.
Use the gun, how we use the bomb, and protect ourselves.
He seems eager to tell his war stories.
One time, I will tell you, I was stepping on a bomb. Then they put a bomb inside.
You stepped on a bomb?
Yeah, I stepped on a bomb. But I'm lucky.
Lucky because a heavy rock was within his reach. He carefully laid it on his shoe like a weight.
I take my feet out and jump in it, and then blow up. That's one time really difficult for me.
His bravado fades as he starts to remember more.
Sometimes we're angry, you know, because we fight, I got killed, hungry, no food.
It's estimated up to 40,000 Hmong people died in that war. Tsai still has nightmares. When the American troops withdrew from Laos in 1973, many Hmong felt abandoned. Tsai switches to his native language. B interprets.
American left, nobody helped us. We tried to leave, but some make it and some didn't make it because they were all killed along the way.
Since then, more than 100,000 Hmong refugees have resettled in the U.S. Thousands more live in refugee camps in Thailand or still hiding in the jungles. Human rights reports show the Hmong still face persecution in communist Laos. Tsai says he can never return.
That's my senior.
So I, in my heart, for old people like me, in my heart, I feel my Laos is my country. But since I'm here, I also know that I'm a citizen here and there's opportunity and things I could do here that I cannot do in Laos.
A certificate hangs in the hallway, signed by the governor.
This one.
It expresses gratitude for Tsai's heroism and bravery as a soldier for the CIA. A small recognition for the Hmong blood shed in the war and their struggle to make a new life here. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.
The end of the Vietnam War, 40 years ago, the beginning of Seattle's Hmong community.